89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music.
And more.
Swedish Chef.
Runaway Swedish Chef by a band called Runaway Wiener Dog. A CD we picked up sometime last week, brought it home, reviewed it, brought it back.
Cool. Before that,
there was nothing.
There was not.
Nothing was.
There was.
Nothing was.
Nothing was on.
But I played Dead Voices on Air. That's what that was. 10 minutes of ambient noise.
Just so we could remember Rick.
Yeah, in memory of Rick. That was dedicated to Rick and Betty. And tonight we have friggin' here Tim Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the studio.
Very cool to be here. I like this. You've got all of the amenities.
You've
got a lot of other studios.
Yeah, we have cheap Radio Shack headphones.
Yep. We have everything you need.
Yep, you got microphones. You got everything you need here. Hey, it's very cool to be here. I appreciate it. I found you guys. I'm from Chicago, and I checked a Dr. Demento website, and I found out all about friggin' here. And I said, this is very cool. You guys play some really cool stuff, including some of my stuff, which is what really excited me. And I said, I got to get in touch with these guys because I'm coming to Rochester. And I'm glad we hooked up. This is very cool.
It's nice to have you.
It's good to be here. And Tom was telling me the story, because I would like to do one song in particular that's probably the song that got the most play for me on Dr. Demento years ago. And apparently Tom has a tape of 99 Dead Baboons, but there seems to
bad.
Be a problem with
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I probably got my copy from you.
Yeah, I was listening to Dr. Demento in Long Island, off of Long Island Sound.
With the weather problem.
I had the weather problem. There was a massive thunderstorm.
I got that from you.
And the DJ broke in right in the intro of 99 Dead Baboons and interrupted the song for like 2 or 3 minutes.
That's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the official version. I thought there was something wrong with your tape.
Just
but
talk about
not.
The weather for a while. And
wow.
It sucked.
Well, that's too bad. Well, and that's why I decided that I would start things off tonight, if it's okay with you guys.
Oh, it's great.
By giving you your own version of 99 Dead Baboons. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, of course, it's based on the song by Nena that came out in 1982 or 83, I believe, called 99 Red Balloons.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the German version of it first, 99 Luftballons, and then she came out with the English version. I was surprised to find out what she's singing in German, what she's singing in English are not even close. I mean, I took nearly a semester of German in school myself, so I know a little something about the language. So I came up with a new English translation of 99 Luftballons. There's a couple lines in this I'm not real sure about. My vocabulary isn't what it used to be. But I thought I'd share with you guys the new English translation of 99 Luftballons. Hello, Bobby, my old friend. It's good to see you once again. How's your mother? How's your aunt? How's your father's skin-diving suit? It's one of the lines I'm not real sure about, but I think it goes something like that. I've got something you should see. Back at my place, come with me. I've got some brand-new furnishings. Plus 99 dead baboons. 99 dead baboons. Sitting in my living room. Not too functional, it seems. But quite a conversation piece. This one's Jake. That one's Dinah. There's Big Ned in my recliner. No, it's not a lazy boy. Can't you see it's a dead baboon? Dead baboons. Everybody! Dead baboons. Dead baboons. dead baboons. How they got here, I'm not sure. Woke up one day, there they were. Luckily, I've got a lease allowing pets if they're deceased. I'm just thankful they're not apes, because apes would clash with the drapes. No more napkins at my parties. Wipe your hands on a dead baboon. Dead baboons, everybody! Dead baboons, just time now.
Dead baboons.
Good job. Dead baboons. Dead baboons are lots of fun. Playing water balloons, I've always won. You can keep your dead giraffes and swine. I'll take dead baboons every time. There's just one problem I have now. That's finding Purina dead baboon chow. But what a happy snorkeling device. With 99 dead baboons, dead baboons, dead baboons.
All right. Woo! Sorry, there's not more people here to applaud.
That's all right. No, because with the special effects, we can chorus that. I think
right.
Make it sound
yeah,
like
definitely.
I got a computer. I can add that.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, because this isn't on the air now, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. No, that's cool. That's very good.
Well, so what are we doing now?
You want to play another
song? Let's do another song.
You can do another song if you'd like.
You know, I plan to do a couple of things that have not been aired on the Dr. Demento show for one reason or another, basically because I haven't sent it to him or he hasn't played it, one or the other. And I'd like to do something. This is kind of, again, a blast from the past. I don't know if you guys are Steve Miller fans at all. Woo! Fly like an eagle. Okay, so... I was listening to an oldie station, and I heard a Steve Miller song, and all the words were messed up in it, and I liked it so well. What the heck, I thought I'd share it with you guys tonight. Here we go. Called up Julie, she called me a spud. Said I was uglier than Elmer Fudd. She said, don't call again. So when I did, she said she'd never ever date me as long as she lived. Then last Wednesday, Julie died. Went to the funeral home, hid inside. Oh, we were alone, it was worth the wait. Julie and I would finally have our date. Now I have her cadaver. You know I have her cadaver. I'm so glad I have her. You know I have her cadaver. There's no second verse to that or anything, nor should there be, actually. You know, by the way, since I'm here, I should explain. I'm in Rochester this week because I'm working at a club here in town called Comics Cafe.
Uh-huh.
It's a very cool club. For more club information, you could call 424-LAFF, L-A-F-F. For those of you who are into misspelling, 424-LAFF.
This is a college station.
How do you spell 424?
Pardon?
How do you spell 424?
F-O-R-T-O-F-O-R, not like numbers, like words.
Oh.
So 424-L... Good question. Wow, I wish I had prizes.
He's a troublemaker of the party.
I can tell that already. Because, yeah, Tom, you seem very, very nice.
I was very good at the show, though.
Like, boy, he's
I was
a
good
rabble
at the
rabble.
Show. I sat quiet in the back. And
pardon?
I was good at the show.
You were very good at the show. Yeah, absolutely. You did. He was very good. He didn't yell anything out. He slept a little bit. But other than that. So anyway, I'm in town. And also, I've got my brand new CD that is now available. Ooh, yeah, very exciting. And for people who are interested, they can get more information on my CD by calling my toll-free number, 1-888-655-6215. That's 1-888-655-6215. I pay for the call. That's just as simple as that.
So call them up, if just for that reason.
Just for that reason.
Well, no, don't call. No, I'm not encouraging that.
Call them repeatedly.
No, that's wrong. Now, Tom, now you're becoming a troublemaker. I would expect that from Tim, not from you. Wow. So anyway, thanks you guys for playing my stuff too.
Yeah.
This is a very cool show, and I'm glad I got a chance to come in and,
hey,
and meet
welcome.
You guys. And we can do some more stuff later on.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think right now
I have a necrophilia song myself.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Right, well, we can turn this into
old.
A theme show.
It's one of my older ones. I don't know how good the quality is on it though. But
it doesn't even matter.
No, not for this show. No, I guess not.
You know, no, because on that theme, you know, I mean, dead people aren't going to call up and complain anyway.
That's true.
That is
hey,
true.
I couldn't hear you're desecrating us. So, I think it's safe.
I think the worst would be they just turn over a couple times.
I've got a few songs that'll make him do that. But then again, you're familiar with my stuff, so.
This is true.
You know it.
All right. Well, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And I think right now we're going to play some other CDs and things like that. We're
you should do that. You should just carry on as if I weren't even here.
I don't know if we'll go that far.
and I'll enjoy the stuff that you're playing, because I've seen your playlist. You guys play good stuff. So I know you've got something queued up there.
We got something queued up on both sides of me.
Excellent.
We got Barnes and Barnes over here, which I'm going to play.
Which I love.
I'm going to play. I forget what track I queued up, but I know it's...
That's not even important. The short-term memory thing is not your strong suit. That's okay.
But I'm going to play it for you right now, and then we're going to play... we got lots of new stuff, actually.
Yeah, we did.
We got tons of...
I got three new things in the mail this week
alone. I went and raided a vinyl bin at the Bob shop.
Yeah.
And so we have tons of new stuff for you that we can throw into. As always, we're still taking requests.
Yep.
475-2271 if you want to request something. We'll play it for you.
How do you spell
445? Same way as 424.
Okay, good. All right. All right, just so we're consistent.
So here you go, Barnes and Barnes.
There's a party in the mansion. I want you all to come. Move on, I'll have a pop, pop. There's a party in the mansion. I want you all to come. Move on, I'll have a pop, pop.
Just got into town tonight, oh yeah.
Move on, a bop, bop.
Oh, my pants, they fit so tight, oh yeah.
Move on, a bop, bop.
Come along, the surf is right, oh yeah.
Move on, a bop, bop. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Move on, on a bop, bop. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Move on, a bop, bop.
Bring some beer and bring some cheese, oh yeah.
On a bop, bop.
Bite and tease and squeeze me, please, oh yeah.
On a bop, bop.
We will soon be on our knees, oh yeah.
On a bop, bop.
Don't be up in the air when traveling by plane.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm on my way to a party. You want to come?
Sure. Where is it?
It's, in my pants.
There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Boop, on, a lot of pop, pop. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Boop, on, a lot of pop, pop.
After all is done and said, oh yeah, you've been entertained and fed, oh yeah, now it's time to use your head,
uh-huh. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to cry. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to cry.
Yeah. the ball, we dance all night, doing the curly shuffle.
Hey, Mo, hey, Mo,
hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. We love Curly's brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle.
Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Yeah. song about mental health, and it's dedicated to those who need to be medicated. Johnny was a kid who grew up in the city. His mother was a drunk. His dad had lots of money. And when he was 18, he took a baseball bat and smashed out all the windows of his dad's Cadillac. They said that he was mental and locked him up for observations, like they usually do in cases like this, and took away his bat and gave him heavy medications. We're talking major tranquilizers at 6 and 8 and 10. You know, he used to be a slugger, but he'll never swing again, 'cause he's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. He's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now he met a girl in there by the name of Frankie Lane. She had a thought disorder and she lived in constant pain, 'cause when she tried to speak, nothing came out right. But she could really do the shuffle, so they did it every night. They shuffled in the kitchen, they shuffled in the hall, they shuffled to the telephone, they shuffled through the car, they shuffled by the nurse's desk and in the patient's lounge. They shuffled in the quiet room when no one was around, and they were doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. They were doing the shuffle, whoa, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now they're great big brown pills, and they look like M&M's. They won't melt in your mouth, and they won't melt in your hands. They melt down in your stomach, and they end up on your mind. Is everybody ready? Oh, it's medication time. Well, now you shake it right on, and you shake it all around. And then you open up your mouth. Well, isn't it a pity? Oh, isn't it too bad? Back to reality for Johnny, it's back to mom and dad. Yeah, Johnny's on the street now, so if you see him, tell him hi. But I wouldn't be too surprised if Johnny don't reply. You see, he's got his sunglasses on, and he's doing the shuffle. Whoa, 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 the Thorazine shuffle.
WITR, Henrietta,
Modern Music,
and more. And we're still friggin' here.
We're still friggin' with
here with Tim Kavanaugh.
This is very cool. I finally figured out how to work this headset. Because I really messed up the first time, because there's a volume control right here
on the
wire, which I've never seen before.
Really?
I mean, you've got the best technical stuff here. What am I talking about? I'm at RIT. Of course you have the best technical stuff. But I think the last time, like, I hit this by mistake and I couldn't hear you anymore.
Oops.
Wow. Or maybe it wasn't a mistake. Maybe it was just you were being sarcastic.
Maybe.
And I turned you off on purpose. But no, I didn't. But now I've got this so I can hear you. Cool, Thorazine Shuffle. Very cool.
Modern Entertainment, Thorazine Shuffle. And before that song, we had a request for Gideon Freudman and a song called Sneakers off his first album. Very hard to find first album.
Yeah.
And Stone Country Band before that doing their version of the Curly Shuffle.
Yeah, a little bit different.
A little bit different, yeah.
More musical.
What'd you pay for that?
$3.
It was worth it.
For the album.
Very well worth it. Very nice version.
And Bards and Barnes started off with Party in My Pants.
I love it.
Good song.
Yeah, you can't come on with that.
Woo! You going to play us something else?
Yeah, you know what? I was looking through your collection. You've got some really good stuff in there. And I requested that you do a Father Guidar Sarducci bit next because he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the reasons I have such an affinity for him is that I went to Catholic schools my whole life. And, in fact, I was a religion teacher at an all-girls Catholic high school for 3 years before I got into stand-up comedy.
And that must have been fun.
It was actually very interesting. I learned a lot. I mean, people say it's got to be kind of a weird transition, you know, to go from teaching religion in high school to doing stand-up comedy. And actually, it's a lot of the same skills, getting up in front of a bunch of people and trying to convince them that you have some clue as to what you're doing. and one of the big differences, of course, is that nightclub audiences don't drink quite as much as the high school kids. So, but one Christmas, the nuns came up to me and they said, "Mr. Kavanaugh, it would be so nice if you could come up with a new Christmas song, something religious but with modern music that the kids could get into." I've done just that. This song retells the Christmas story with Mary and the little baby Jesus. I thought I'd share it with you guys tonight. Here we go. I left her nice home in Nazareth, traveling to the town of Bethlehem. She looks roly-poly, cause inside there's something holy. She's about to deliver salvation to men. Shepherds make their gift lists. Primary starting Christmas. Rolling toward redemption. Mary ends up in a stable. There she has the child, and Joseph says, "Oh me, oh my, a teeny little Messiah. Let's call him Mickey," but the name didn't stick. Oh, shepherds make their gift list. Primary starting Christmas. Rolling toward redemption. Look at these chord changes. Are you kidding me? I could work in a wedding band if I wanted to.
Oh, easily.
Oh, well, the baby was born just round midnight. You know he looked divine. You know he looked all right. And the angels sang, "Gloria, Gloria, 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 Gloria."
All right. Hey, do we have any sound effects CDs back there with, like, applause on it or something?
No, I like the little paltry applause that we have. It's just like I missed a golf putt. That was an excellent try. No, that's fine. Hey, it's just us kids here in the studio, and I like that.
Just us.
That's okay.
Just us. Three of maybe 10 people in Rochester who are still awake.
I know that, but there's a lot of people who are taping it who will listen to it tomorrow.
Right.
That's the beauty of that. So.
Cool. From that,
we will continue with the Catholic theme.
Father Guido Sarducci, what are we playing for you?
We're playing 5-Minute University.
This is true.
I love this one.
Sisters, please welcome, all the way from Rome, the gossip columnist for the Vatican newspaper, Father Guido Sarducci.
It's wonderful to be here at St. Douglas College Convent. You have a lovely, lovely school here. Personally, I never liked school too much, to tell you the truth. I went to a lot of them. I studied with these fellows, Jesuits, for quite a few years, and I almost finished with them, but something happened just towards the end. I don't want to get into it, but after I got kicked out of there, I went to this school, wonderful seminary, it's called Gregorian Seminary in Rome. It was named after the very famous chant of the same name. Some people, they say the chant was the name for the school. I don't know. It's like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you know. And then Vatican sent me to this school, place to call it the Marconi School of Broadcasting. I went to the Reggio Calabria branch. That's the best branch. You know, from a Reggio? Are you really? Amazing. Reggio, alto or basso? You know, basso, Reggio basso. Then you know school. Eh, she knows my school. Did you go there? You know, it is a co-ed now. Just the last couple of years, it's a co-ed. I find the education, though, I think it don't matter where you go to school. Italy, America, Brazil, Costa Rica, it's all the same. It's all just a memorization. And it don't matter how long you can remember anything, just so you can pair it back for the test. And I got this idea for a school I would like to start. Something called the 5-Minute University. And the idea is that in 5 minutes, you learn what the average college graduate remembers 5 years after he or she's out of school. Would cost like $20. And that might seem like a lot of money, you know, $20 just for 5 minutes. But that's for like a tuition, cap and gown rental, graduation picture, snacks, everything, everything included. Actually, it's not the 5 minutes of a school. About 1.5 minutes is taken up registering. And then it's really about 2 minutes of a school. You know, it's like in college, you have to take a foreign language. Well, at the 5-minute university, you can have your choice. Any language you want, you can pick it. Say if you want to take Spanish, what I teach you is, ¿cómo está usted? That means, how are you? And the response is, muy bien. It means very well. And believe me, if you took 2 years of college Spanish, 5 years after you're out of school, ¿cómo está usted? Muy bien. It's about all you're going to remember. So in my school, that's all you learn. You see, you don't have to waste your time with the conjugations, vocabulary, all that junk. Just forget it anyway. What's the difference? Economics, supply and demand. That's it. That's it. Business, business is you buy something and you sell it for more. Theology, I'm going to have, you know, a little theology department. It's only right since I'm a priest. And what you have to learn in theology is the answer to the question, where is God? God is everywhere. That's right. Party line. God bless you. Do you know why? Because he likes you. That's a kind of a combination of the Disney and Roman Catholic philosophies, you know? Well, after the courses are over, then it's a time for a little Easter vacation. No time to go to Fort Lauderdale, though. It only lasts for like 20 seconds. But what I do is, I turn on a spotlight, a sun lamp for you, you know, and you can sit there, get some rays. I give you a little glass of orange juice. That's the snack part, orange juice. And then, after Easter vacation, it's time for the final exams. I say to you, ¿cómo está usted? You say, muy bien. Very good. Where is God?
Everywhere.
Economics?
Blinded.
Hey, wonderful. Well, if you was there now, I would bring out of the cap and gown, put it on you. I'd bring out of my camera, you know, make a little snap, a flashy picture. I would give you the picture, you give me $20. I give you a diploma and your college graduate, ready to go. I don't know where, but you're ready to go there. And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure, right next door to the 5-Minute University, I might open up a little law school. You know, you got another minute? Why not? I don't know what it would cost. You know, what am I going to charge you for that? Maybe $6. That seems reasonable. I make a little money like that. I don't know what I'll make, how much, but every dollar counts for me. You know, I don't make hardly any money being a priest.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican Rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. They're the guy who's got religion. I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees. Fiddle with your rosaries. Bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, Jesus. It's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican
Rag. Okay. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So, Wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too.
put them together.
What a fine looking Jew.
You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges.
So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really want to go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Good evening, brethren, and welcome to the First Atheist Congregational Church. Today's sermon from the book of Madeline Murray will deal with the reasons we should all go to work as usual on Thanksgiving. But before the sermon, a few announcements. As you know, our church raffle begins this week, and the grand prize will be a beautiful new four-door Chrysler. We are sorry to announce the cancellation of tonight's naked dancing in the forest. The press somehow got word of it, and there are 3,000 or 4,000 people out there waiting for us. This event will be rescheduled. And now, a parable. There was a man who prayed to God, and he died. Now, I would like to introduce to you a new member of our congregation.
My name is Ron Apple. I was once a pious man. I prayed faithfully.
Golly.
I went to church religiously.
Golly.
I watched Fulton J. Sheen reverently.
Golly.
I started off each day with a glass of holy water.
Golly.
And then I was saved.
Yippee.
Yippee. In gratitude, I would like to offer a prayer of my own composition. Give us strength for this life. Give us fortitude to face death. Give us everlasting bliss for eternity. Give us strawberry fields forever.
Golly!
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 Thank you, Brother Ronald. And now, if you will all join with me in hymn number 83. You know that the church is always in need of your donations. However, we do not expect you to give something for nothing. And so we are selling these realistic plastic statuettes of Madeline Murray. Every car should have a plastic Murray on the dashboard. These are available in the church gift shop. Next week's sermon,
we'll deal with the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now, if you will turn to page 265 of our...
Moses! 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 Huzzah!
89.7 WITR.
We've become a religious station now.
Sort of.
Everybody pray.
Lots of religious stuff. The whole last set, in fact, was all religious in some way.
Yep. I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Lester McFlap with Moses was that last bit. The Conception Corporation was before that with the First Atheist Congregational Church. Before that, we had a few songs that you wanted to hear, too.
Yeah.
And it was Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song, Tom Lehrer with the Vatican Rag, and Father Guido Sarducci with his
Five Minute University.
And before that was you.
Before that, Tim Cavanaugh with his version of Proud Mary.
That's right.
And I'm a
very good version it is.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I was excited to hear a lot of different holiday songs. And there's certain holidays that, like Hanukkah, and Adam Sandler has covered it very well, that really don't have a lot of songs. And there's a holiday coming up this fall. It comes up every fall, Veterans Day, that also doesn't have a holiday song, I don't think. None that I can think of. I wanted to try to fill that void if I could. And I thought I'd share with you. I know it's a little bit early, but it might be something that... I'm not telling you how to run your show, but maybe around Veterans Day, you might be able to recycle this one.
Sure.
So I'd like to...
So we'll recycle it before that.
a little bit of a Veterans Day song that I thought would be kind of cool. Here we go. Have a holly jolly Veterans Day. It's my favorite holiday. There is no school, which is really cool. You get to shop or play. Have a holly jolly Veterans Day. The post office is closed, so we celebrate the old-fashioned way by not purchasing postage. Veterans are mentioned each day on my TV. They can buy supplemental insurance for one low monthly fee. Have a holly jolly Veterans Day. That's the official name. Though my pharmacist calls it Armistice Day, the drugs are to blame. All our veterans are heroes. To honor them, we close our banks. So think of them at your ATM. They deserve our thanks. All the stores have big sales. It's the day to buy. Just think everybody had to pay full price before the Treaty of Versailles. Have a holly jolly Veterans Day. And in case you didn't hear, yes, by golly, have a holly jolly Veterans Day this year.
All right.
Very good.
The official Veterans Day song. I'm hoping it'll be the official one. I hope it's adopted by Congress.
I think that's worthy of being the official Veterans Day song.
You guys can start a petition. Again, I'm not telling you how to start a petition or anything, but if you want
to start
a petition.
How do you start a petition? We don't know.
We, the undersigned, do hereby think that the Veterans Day song by Tim Cavanaugh should be adopted by Congress as the official Veterans Day song.
That sounds good.
And then get about 8 or 10 million people to sign it.
8 or 10 people?
8 or 10 people, yeah. Only
that should be,
ten.
That should be enough. If they sign really big.
That's the thing. Have them put their John Hancock on there.
Yeah.
Although, have them put their own name.
Right.
Preferably.
Next to John Hancock.
Because
right.
If we have just like 10 people saying John Hancock, people will be very suspicious if you turn that
We should get all the John Hancocks in the world to sign our petition.
That's an excellent idea.
That would be cool.
That would be very cool. Very official. See? What am I telling you how to do it? You know what you're doing.
That's debatable.
coming up, we got a request for the toys. Is still in the lineup.
Excellent.
We got some Richard Goldman.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I don't know him, but I'm sure he's excellent.
Tom knows him, but I don't think he knows that he knows him.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
He sings a song about Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, yes. Yes. Is that the one you got queued up?
Yes, it is.
I love that song.
Oh,
that
I'm great excited song. To
hear it. Oh, maybe some... Dead Alewives later. And cool. If any of you want to hear anything, 475-2271, you can request it. And we'll play it. Friggin' here
for another hour.
For another hour.
Yep.
Till 3 o'clock on 89.7 WITR. Henrietta, Modern Music,
and more.
More.
I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of hair. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video games, and that's every 10,000 points. I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints. And then I smoke two more.
Nobody knows what you're famous for. You you take away the Zsa-Zsa guy, she's just a bore.
Hey, man, what are you really into, huh?
Elusive butterfly has a tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebow, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is the left wing really Pinko? Colonel Sanders, what a bore. You have so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is it Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Play off my existential blues. My blue sweat existential blues. I was on a quest. Walking down the road, I was walking down the road. I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you? We're little wonders. They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are the Lollipop Kids,
Hey, we're little wonders. I'm on a quest. Walking on the road, I said, hey, kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard of wise one live? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going,
ah! You're not told on truth!
I don't even have little dog Toto. Such predicaments, I must forge ahead. Walking on the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of the hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady with a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke. A little tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I put a little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of
Bobby, 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 Bobby.
You're a strange dream, man, you know. Little flowers just smell awfully good, and I was very tired, and the old wizard's just going to have to wait, man, because I'm just going to stretch out again in this little field of
Bobby! Bobby! Bobby!
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Dorothy.
Oh, God.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Dorothy.
Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado II, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the wizard. It must be the wizard. The wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? I said, oh, little wise when I have been on a quest. Well, now, never would I do that. I got tired, Bobby. little bit. I've been through hell. He says, hey, son, slow down and relax. I said, but wizard or wiser, I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down and relax. He says, to tell you the truth, son. I said, wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth. He says, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How profound is it? Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's jumping on an aquarius. Was the box just really joining? You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it really Beale, Montana, or just accidental blues? Really Beale, Montana? Is it plain as EBGBs? Is this good boy paranoia?
Ladies and gentlemen, I got the blues. Well, actually, I'm colorblind, so I'm not exactly sure what I got, but I think it's the blues. I got it here. This is Tim's blues. People sometimes ask me, they say, Tim, what gives you the blues? Well, people, let me tell you some of the things that give me the blues, like going to the zoo the day the monkeys burst into flames, then being questioned by the cops 'cause they found anti-monkey literature in my car, or ordering chicken on a spit from a waiter who seems to get everything backwards. Finding out that my friends went behind my back and learned the metric system. Lord, I'm down. Bury me 6 feet under. Or about 2 meters. I don't know the difference. That's not all. I get the blues every time I go to this bar run by manic depressives and make the mistake of staying 10 minutes past the end of happy hour. Then overhearing some high school girl exchanging babysitting secrets, discussing how many tubes of glue it takes to keep a 2-year-old on the ceiling long enough she can watch Melrose Place undisturbed. Then going to a barbecue where I'm the only person there with hands. Next thing we open all the bottles and cans.
Come on, Pete. Blow your heart.
Time for my harmonica solo.
Play it, baby.
Now they call me Fingers Kavanaugh.
You the man.
It's like I got carpal tunnel syndrome from the way I play. Gonna wail on this thing for you now.
Well,
here we go. Thank you.
That for me. You the blues man. That for me, Tim.
Just as I'm sinking into the depths of depression, one of my friends comes up to me and says, Tim? You know, things could be worse. I mean, at least you're not related to Suzanne Summers or Sandy Duncan or Sandy Donaldson. Just as I begin to feel better about myself, I get a phone call from my uncle, Jim Neighbor, asking whether I found any copies of Dead Monkey Digest that maybe he left in the backseat of my car. I said, Jim. Jim. Yes, I did.
with those monkeys, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you. I was walking through the mall, heading to the record store. Gonna buy a new tape that came out the day before. Halfway there when I got a big scare. There's a guy with a clipboard scratching his hair with a pencil. He's a mall cockroach and his face lit up when he saw me approach. I didn't even look at him, I tried to hide. And I gradually wandered to the mall's other side. A guided missile couldn't catch me as fast as this guy did. As I tried to walk past, put his face in mine and said,
"Excuse me, sir, may I have a few minutes of your time for a survey?"
My first thought was to bash in his skull with a brick. I didn't get out of there quick, but his witnesses around, they would see him going down, and the last thing I needed to be sent downtown. So I told him, make it quick, do it short and to the point. I had to keep a gynecologist appointment. I really just didn't want to be there for an hour. Then he turned to me and said,
"Are you pissing the shower?"
I didn't know what to say. I was expecting an important question from the survey, maybe something about age or an intelligent discussion, not a meaningless remark about a bodily function. He was serious, and I was shocked. I just shuddered for a minute. I was in a mental block. Then he informed me that the government was paying to see how much urine was going down the drain. Just one of many studies that the government has done, like how many gay seagulls and how many farting cows. Who really cares? So I said, "I'm gonna go. My piss is my business, and you're never gonna know."
But this is a real problem. We gotta try and fix it. Almost this is caused by too many people pissing. The theory makes sense, and it's really quite frightening.
I said, "You're on drugs, so please enlighten me."
Gladly. Scientists last year found that urine from the shower drain leaks into the ground. It gets into the water that everybody drinks, then it messes with their minds so the people can't think. They start taking drugs all day and night, then they lose their job because they don't do it right. No job, no money, no home. This is a serious problem. We can't leave alone.
He seemed to want to make a career about piss, and I couldn't believe he was serious about this. So I walked away. I needed out of that place, but he turned and got right in my face. I got a weird feeling, kind of like heartburn, because this guy was more attached to me than a tapeworm. I posited this guy would have followed me home. I said, "Get out of my face and leave my urine alone." I pushed him away and wiped his spit off my chest. He said,
"You're not going to answer? Surely you jest."
I said, "Yeah, I jest. I just ought to kill you. Ask me again and some blood will be spilled."
Are you kissing the shower?
Boom! That's that. Bashed his face against the wall a few times, now it's flattened. With the very last gasp of air, he said,
"Are you pissing the shower?"
So I pissed on his head.
Scooter, shut up, you stupid dog.
Hi, I'm Frank, Frank Lee.
Hi, Zeke Cajon Jones. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to meet you. Your dog here, he's taking a liking to my...
stupid dog.
Oh, man.
Why do you save that stuff for somebody like that kind of thing?
I mean, who would like this, huh?
Save it for Ralph, you stupid mutt.
Ralph, okay.
You don't seem to mind us a damn much. Get away.
Ralph?
Yeah, my brother, he's a little off.
Yeah, okay.
So you're here to see the babe.
The babe?
Well, that's what we call her, the Ferrari.
Yeah. I can't believe you're only selling it for something like
what? Well, my brother...
Ralph?
Hell no. Ralph's in one of them there special homes. Got into a freak accident when he tried to do something real different with a running combine. He hadn't been the same
since. Something different with a running combine?
Yeah, well, Ralph's always been a little off. But after the accident, he wound up being a whole way hell of a lot off. That's why he doesn't mind if an old scooter here does the...
Little rock leg hound trick,
you
okay.
You get it. Anyway, my other brother, Zeb, had this real estate office that went under. And he gave me his car to hide from the collection guys when he filed for bankruptcy.
So why are you selling it, huh?
Well, Zeb says he needs money, and he asked me to sell the Ferrari for whatever price I could get for it. He needs money to pay off them their 1-900 phone sex bills.
1-900 bills?
Yeah, that's how he lost the real estate office, doing that phone sex thing.
Oh, boy, that's a new one.
Well, you know, he was paying something like $5 a minute for that stupid stuff. I kept saying, you know, if I went to Vegas, you know what I could get for that kind of money? Hell, I could get some hooker to do the most ungodly stuff in the world to me for $5 a minute. Hey, for $5 a minute, I could get my leg.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you could get a lot done for that. But, you know, what's with the car? What's wrong with it? $14,000 is a really low price
for
something like
that. Well, we've made a few modifications to it.
Modifications.
You know, my brother said that the authorities would be looking around here for the thing.
Uh-huh.
He said that we could paint it and do whatever it took to make it look different than it did originally.
Modifications?
Well.
Oh, man.
We did a couple of things that most people wouldn't have thought about.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got an adapter kit, and we added the...
two extra tires, a six-wheel Ferrari.
Well, actually, it's an all-terrain vehicle now. I honestly think that this is one of the world's finest Ferrari ATVs.
The only Ferrari ATV.
This thing can climb most anything you've got. It's also got some other stuff we added.
I don't believe this.
You can see we go hunting quite a bit.
Yeah.
We made a point to add that there gun rack. Which, of course, wasn't easy with the roof being so damn low. Yeah. So we tore that off and added a new one.
And with all the four-wheeling you...
Six-wheeling, actually.
Six-wheeling you do. You needed the...
Roll bar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've got four of them there helmets and light thingies up top there.
So do you guys watch a lot of Dukes of Hazzard?
What?
The hood, the painting
on
the...
Oh, yeah, the Confederate flag. How do you like that?
The writing really sets off the entire thing.
Oh, yeah, that there is my girlfriend's name, Bessie May.
And your previous girlfriend was named Selma Jane, right?
Well, how did you know that?
Well, it's kind of X'd out in black spray paint there on the top of the hood.
Oh, yeah, forgot all about that. For a minute there, I thought I was going to have to call one of them their TV shows and tell them about that guy with the ESP stuff that they're always talking about. You know, I just love that show with that there Robert Stack guy.
Okay.
I mean, he's quite the journalist.
Yeah, right. What about the luggage rack up there, huh?
Well, we put that on there after we did the trailer hitch, and the rack there was too long for the top, so it just kind of hangs off the end there.
Well, it's a real nice touch, but it wouldn't stay on if it weren't for the duct tape, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like duct tape. Gotta love that speed tape.
Yeah.
I tell you. Stuff holds on at any speed. That's why they call it speed tape.
So how's it run, man?
Well, fine, now that we dropped the diesel in it.
Oh, man, tell me it's a Mercedes, please.
Nope, Kenworth.
Oh,
great
man.
Stuff. Damn thing runs like a top.
Diesel-powered six-wheel drive Ferrari with a gun rack. I don't drink enough, you know?
Yeah, it gets great mileage, and the insurance is nothing like it used to
be. Well, I'm sure you probably pay nothing for insurance. So you work here on the farm and part-time stuff as well?
Why don't you know that?
Well, the thing on the roof there, the...
The Domino's thing. Yeah, I do some delivery on the side. You know, it's hard to make ends meet these days with the economy being the way it is and all the drinking I do.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been great and everything, but I think I need to get going. This wasn't what I was looking for. You know what
I mean? I was just about to solder a stepladder onto the side of it.
Oh.
I mean, if it's too hard to climb into, I could do that right
now.
No,
that would be wonderful and everything, but
no,
I've got...
We're going to put on one of them...
Auga horns. I knew it.
Does that help?
Oh, God, please kill me an Auga horn. No, I've got to get going. I got an appointment with my therapist. Yeah, therapist. She's pretty straight.
Give me your number and I'll call you when we get it camouflaged,
We don't have a phone. Yeah, that's
it. How about your address? I'll just write you after we get the extra spare.
Thank you. This next song is a protest song. I suffered from my music, and now it's your turn. Of doom can always find room in a world full of worry and fear. Tip cigarettes and chemistry sets and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. So I'm going back to my little old shack. Drink me a bottle of wine. And that was me's own bouteille for my birthday, and have me in good time. Rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn. If people get in the way. Turn you on to the chromium swan on the nose of a long limousine. Even hard for the day, it is something to say, but what the hell does it mean? I may be accused of being confused, but I'm average weight for my height. My philosophy, like color TV, is all there hair black and white. Rain, rain on a tin roof, sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yeah. Turn on your headlights, sound your horn. The people get here on the way.
WITR, Henrietta, modern music.
And more.
And about a half hour more.
Yeah, half hour more.
Half hour more of friggin' here. And that was Neil Innes. Eines. I still have no idea how to say it.
We really should find out.
I think it is.
I think Tim knows what it is.
I'm
going to
officially say it's Innes. Okay. If it isn't, let's get a petition going. Make it
Innes. Yeah, we can have him change his name to Innes.
We can get all the Neils to sign it.
Yeah, that would be excellent. Neil Hancock.
Definitely.
We shouldn't talk about what we talked about a half hour ago.
Mr. Zip, before that. Zeke and the Ferrari. Sudden Death before that, which is sitting right over there.
Yeah.
Tom. With Do You Piss in the Shower.
Very cool.
Before that was Tim Cavanaugh. With Tim's Blues.
Very cool.
Who's also sitting over here.
Yeah.
I don't have any music, so I couldn't play anything that I did. But
well, we're going to rectify that by the end of the day.
You're going to sing a song.
We're going to make you sing something, mister.
Uh-oh. I sang...
You did sing along with yes. 99 Dead Baboons earlier. Yes, I did. We've got that on tape. Okay, so we'll just...
that will forever haunt you.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll have to have that tape destroyed now. We'll have to have that tape destroyed. I didn't think about that.
It's going
to
be like Linda McCartney singing Hey Jude. It's just, we're going to isolate you singing 99 Days.
Yeah. Or not.
Send it to your parents.
Tom, T-Bone Stankus before that, Existential Blues by Request. And Richard Goldman with Zsa Zsa Gabor and The Toys with Smoke Two Joints by Request. And, you gonna sing us something else?
That was a good segment right there. I thought.
Good segment.
Really good. And you know, Tim's Blues, by the way, is available on the new Tim Cavanaugh CD. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What you guys have?
We have it.
You've been very kind.
It's a very good CD.
Because you've been playing it, which is very, very cool. And there might be some people who might be interested in more information on the CD, and they can call my toll free number 1-888-655-6215. That's 1-888-655-6215. That's toll free. So, yeah, thanks very much. I'm glad that you like the CD. And also, I'm in town because I'm working over at Comics Cafe, and I'll be there Friday and Saturday night. And the number over there is 424-LAFF, L-A-F-F, 424-L-A-F-F. It's a lot of numbers for people to remember.
Yeah.
I hope you're sitting.
Well, that's okay. I'll give them my homepage.
Give them your homepage. We'll go through that routine again.
Cool. Excellent. But this is very cool. I'm having a great time with you guys. This is a great show.
Cool.
You guys are doing a good
job. We should have ordered pizza or something.
We should have.
You know what? Yeah. Really? That would be an excellent suggestion. We could get a petition going. No, we're not going to do that.
All the guys named Pizza.
We could have them sign it. We could have them sign their Visa cards, and then we could get free pizza.
That's true.
There's an idea.
There's an excellent idea. Free pizza in a free country.
So if anybody wants to order us a pizza, you can... call them up. Their number's in the phone book.
Yeah.
That's right.
And have them deliver it to us.
Send it to WITR. Care of Friggin' Here.
Yeah, make sure you put Friggin' Here on there.
Yeah.
Because we don't want the guy who plays all the metal music before us to get that pizza.
That's right.
What's his name?
Rick Petrie.
Rick. Okay.
Plays Nothing Is.
Nothing
experimental
is
stuff.
Is
yeah.
Nothing Is. Hence the nothing was joke earlier in the show.
I know you guys were really cracking yourselves up with that, and I didn't understand it because this is my first day here. But I've decided to move to Rochester and do the show every week with you guys.
Cool.
Well, good.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah.
However,
as long as I'm
already out of songs.
Are you?
No, I got one more song that I'd like to do. And again, I kind of promised earlier in the show that a lot of these are obscure tunes. Mm-hmm. And this one actually has a shelf life on it. that is just about up. So I've got to do the song before it's too late, because the subject of the song is going to retire, I believe, in October of this year, and that would be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've written a song about him, and I thought I'd share it with you guys today, because he's not going to be in office very much longer, and so if I don't do this song now, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So here we go. When Colin Powell resigned, he threw the nation in a tizzy. The name of his replacement made Tom Brokaw weak and dizzy. His title and his name made Rumpelstiltskin seem so easy. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili. Everybody! He's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili. Now when you talk military, you cannot drink freely. Have a couple beers and say his name, it sounds so silly. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili. He's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili. You hear his name and wonder, is this guy on our side really? Going from a colon to a John is quite a feeling. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili.
Very cool.
Wow.
Very
That's
good.
Pretty much done just the way I wanted it done, I'll tell you that. And that is our so long to General John Shalikashvili, who's retiring, I believe, October 6th, being replaced.
Is his replacement going to have a cool name that you can
nope.
read about?
Nope. I don't even know the guy's name. You
know
you what? So
you
it might
even
be a
know
cool name.
You don't even know it's a guy.
I think they're nominating a guy. Are but they? That'd be cool if they had a woman.
That'd be cool.
I would like that.
Name John.
Shalikashvili. And that way I could keep the whole song.
That'd be great.
I wouldn't have to change a darn thing.
Yeah.
Except for the part about when John Shalikashvili retired and his replacement was John Shalikashvili. That's all I'd have to change.
Yeah. You just have to say his name a couple more times. Her
which
name.
Is, which is difficult to say, yeah. That's right. Jean. It might be Jean.
Joan.
Yeah. Joan Shalikashvili. It doesn't matter as long as Shalikashvili.
He's got to be married.
Yeah.
I wonder what his wife's name is.
Katrina. That would be good. Katrina Shalikashvili. That would sound really exotic and foreign.
Yeah. Like it doesn't sound foreign already.
Yeah, Joan Shalikashvili sounds pretty foreign.
That's a pretty American name.
Natasha Shalikashvili.
That's
a Russian name on that.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go with that.
I think so.
Oksana.
There we go. I like that.
So we're just making up names.
We're making up names.
Now for John Shalikashvili's wife.
Yes,
and the phone lines are lighting up with other suggestions and petition ideas. How about Francis? No. So
what
anyway,
would happen if you put a B in front of his name?
That would be bizarre. That's a whole other song. We could do that one.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Do I know it live? I could try it live.
Okay.
And if I screw it up, then maybe you can just
we can play
it
the right
TV.
Version.
Okay.
We played it last week, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
The whole thing, including the little trail off at the end.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. All right, well, this will be the acoustic version. Because another person that's, again, the shelf life of this song, she's retiring from Good Morning America, I believe, in 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Joan Blunden.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is pretty much self-explanatory. Her real name is Joan Blunden. That's not true. I didn't make that up. That is true. So that's the premise of this little song, and let's hope I can remember it. Here we go. I read an article about Joan Blunden. It said her name at birth was actually Joan Blunden, which got me thinking, what if all the stars had a B in front of their names? That would be bizarre. You'd have Adam West, Cindy Blupper, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Britain's Prince Bedward, and Doris Bidet. Carl Blewis, Jerry Blewis, Emmanuel Huey and Sherry Blewis, Robin Bleach, Doug Llewellyn, Julio Big Lazy Ass. I must admit I got addicted to this game. For days I locked myself inside my room and made a giant list. My wife said, "What the bejesus are you doing?" I said, "Bejesus, wow, that's one I missed." The Joan Blunden song, ladies and gentlemen. So so that would be John Bishelikashvili. That would be a hard one to do. Close enough. It's a live show, by the way, you guys told me. I didn't know. I would have rehearsed it. I know. I thought we were just going to tape this and then, you know, edit it or something.
Oh, no. We got to put you on the spot here.
Okay, that's all right.
Live.
Oof.
All right. Coming up, we got some Kippadada.
Excellent.
With, what song is he doing? White Boy Rap. Which,
excellent.
I'm going to play for you. And then we got some None of the Above and some Vance Gilbert. And anything else you might want to hear, 475-2271. We can probably fit it in, maybe one more song. And that will be it. That'll bring us to about 3 o'clock.
And that's the end of friggin' here. Right?
And then we'll be friggin' gone.
Another, for another week.
Yep. But we'll be back next week, of course.
And we turn it over. The show after this would be...
Static.
Static. DJ Dead Air.
Wow. Woo! I love that. He's good. He is excellent.
Except he does the same show every week.
Every week. Yep. Doesn't change. It's consistent. I like that part of it.
That's good. He's always he's never missed a show.
Nope. Always there. You can always count on Captain Static.
All right. So here's Kippadada before we get dig our grave too much deep.
All the kids in school used to call me a fool. They said rock was in and funk's not cool. I said, I don't care what you guys like. Step aside, baby bubba, and I grabbed the mic. Well, I started to rap, and I rapped some more. A few minutes later, they were on the floor. They were calling me the rapping king. Then we all joined hands, and we started to sing. Take it down.
Take it down, take it down. Take it loose, flip it up, let it out. Get it up like a white boy rap.
Don't interrupt. You can dance, you can clap, you can move it to my rap. Listen to me, ladies, because the white boy's back. Now shake your bodies like you just don't care. You know my rap is mean and my skin is fair. So clap your hands, everybody, clap your hands to the beat. Keep the cool when you do and don't sweat the heat. I've always been sexy, I know I'll never lose it. Color doesn't matter, it's all in how you use it. Make it loose.
Make it loose, make it loose. Flip it off, let it out, get it up, shake it down. Tip cap, moving it round and round.
So you know you're gonna party when I'm in town. Gonna rap your body crazy, gonna bring the house down. It won't matter when your feet are on the floor. You'll be hippin' and a-hoppin' and a-beggin' for more. Society tells what we shouldn't or should. Well, count on me to be the first that would. So join this white boy and take a chance. Check it out, mama, I can even dance. Flip it off.
Flip it up, flip it off. Set it out, get it up, shake it down. Make it loose, let the white boy show you.
Come on, you say rappin' and dancin' and clappin' are dandy. But how's this dude treat his sugar candy? Well, just relax, let your backbone slip. I'll tell you the truth, won't give you no lip. I like my ladies, that's the slot. I give them what they want, and that's a lot. So give it to me, baby, and I'll be sweet. And I'll pick up the check when I take you out to eat. Let it out.
Let it out, let it out. Get it up, take it down, make it go, slip it out. These things really mean.
I'm gonna sock, gonna rock, gonna shock the whole house. I'm gonna slip into your soul and bring the boogie out. Champagne, diamond rings, and caviar. Got a pocket full of money and a brand new car. My walk is loose, my slacks are tight. I'm not bragging, I'm out of sight. I rap with fights, I rap with style. I can rap that brown right into a smile. Get it up.
Get it up, get it up. Take it down, make it loose, slip it up, let it out. Just for coming.
Nasty.
Get it up, get it up.
Yeah.
Let the white boy rap.
Laid back.
Get it up, get it up.
What's happening?
Let the white boy rap.
I can't control it.
Get it up, get it up.
Woo.
Let the white boy rap.
Ain't no big deal.
Take note of the authentic African-American beat I'm using in this tune. Well, I was talking to my manager about a new plan of attack. He says, you play great for guitar, but don't forget, you're black. Now here's a new promotional angle that'll put us on the map. We'll create a whole new genre, call it country western rap. Yodelay-hoo. 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 Can't touch this. Yodelay-hoo. Now rap, they've got New Kids on the Block. Country's got Charlie Pride. And that's pretty multicultural if you put them side by side. But I could be the new breed, yeah. The one to fill the gap, mm-hmm. The best of both, yeah, that's the ticket. Country western rap. Yodelay-hoo. Yodelay-hoo. Woo! Yeah! Yodelay-hoo. Whoop, there it is. Lay, 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 lay. Well, I was hanging at the crib. I just chilling. I popped in the tape and my boy was killing. He was pumping up a jam. I had to have this. Who was it? It was Randy Travis. Say, huh? Well, it's off to the record shop. Hell, I didn't stop until my visa was smoking. I ain't joking. I left our record charge machine broken. Yeah, boy. Well, I bought Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, too. My homeboy said, what you trying to do? I said, yo, bro, I don't mean to be dissing, but there's Boku jams that I think we've been missing. LL Cool J and Dolly Parton, Crystal Gayle, and I'm just starting. Or Reba McEntire and MC Hammer. What a double bill, it's a bad mamma jamma. Johnny Cash, Bobby Brown, yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. Get down with a fresh little jam that's in between. It's a little bit of both, if you dig what I mean. I'm country like that. I'm country like that. Yodelay-hoo. Yeehaw. Yodelay-yodelay-yodelay-hoo.
I'm not one to get all excited. I'm seldom tense, never uptight, but there is one thing that really makes me mad. And that's coin machines, those nickels and dimers, those out of order and work one timers, those penny pinching, money grubbing monsters. I mean, now, how many times have you had the munchies? So you whip out some change, put some peanut crunchies, and you put it in the slot, you pull the handle, and just nothing. So you cuss and you beat it till your hand is blue. You push and you shove and you kick it with your shoe. And finally you just walk away. Well, it's blinking thank you, which is machine, for we just did it to you. Oh, I'd like to meet the man who invented the coin machine. He must have hated mankind and every other living thing. I bet he had a motto on his wall in prose and rhyme, saying you get nothing for a nickel, twice as much for a dime. Well, they'll offer you cigarettes, soft drinks and cigars, barbecue, potato chips, and all kinds of candy bars, peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks, and Red Hots. You can pay a quarter for a nickel comb, get a throwaway razor and a shot of cologne, get a fast shoe shine that even polishes your socks. But I think the worst are those with the glass, where you can see what you want, but you can bet your last there ain't no way short of a blowtorch you're gonna get anything out of there. Then how about those on the men's room wall? You know what I mean, boys, you've seen them all. And when you lose six bits of one of them boogers, you're too embarrassed to complain. You kind of go on home by yourself. Oh, I'd like to meet the man who invented the corn sheet. He must have hated mankind, never a living thing. I bet he had a motto on his wall in frozen rhyme, saying you get nothing for nickels and twice as much for a dime. Well, I heard this story about a fellow one time who certainly is a hero of mine. He ranks right up there with Ernest Hemingway, Chet Atkins, and Steven Seagal. Seems there was a certain soft drink machine that was rusty and old, cantankerous and mean, and it took him for one too many quarters and his mind snapped. He He went out to the truck and reached under the seat, and he whipped out a .45, clean and neat. He walked up that machine and said, "Hand it over, it's your last chance." Then he plugged that thing about three or four times right under that blinking Habacola sign. It coughed and spit out $400 worth of quarters and died. The judge called it self-defense. Oh, I'd like to meet the man who invented the corn machine. He must have hated mankind and every living thing. I bet he had a motto on his wall in frozen rhyme, saying, "You get nothing for a nickel and twice as much for a dime. You get nothing for a nickel and twice as much for a dime."
Brushed against the candle and he started to smoke. And now we're all laughing at the dinosaur joke. Oh boy, Barney's on fire. It's what we've always desired. We'll watch the flames get higher. Just don't try to put him out. The guy inside the suit, he started to yell. We probably should have helped him, but what the hell? He threw himself violently against the wall. He fell to his knees and he tried to crawl away. Oh boy, Barney's on fire. This is our secret desire. We'll help the flame burn brighter, but don't you try to put him out.
Children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult, and a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special, while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell. Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room? I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa!
That's me, right?
He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have... Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello?
Hello?
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast magic missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells. So I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
Shoot someone and tell everyone you're from Detroit. Steal a car and then tell them you're from Detroit. Become addicted to a major narcotic and tell people you're from Detroit. Join a street gang and act really idiotic if you're from Detroit. When the Tigers win the championship, pretend like it's really hip to get national media attention when you set a car on fire causing police intervention. Rob from your neighbors and kill your friends if you're from Detroit. Receive public assistance and drive a Mercedes-Benz when you're from Detroit. Own a store that gets robbed 4 times a week in Detroit. And buy some crack cocaine right on the street in Detroit. Most people criticize it. And some people even eulogize it. But the mayor just gets really pissed. And then he tells all the reporters no problems exist. Now I'd be shot and killed if I played this song in Detroit. Cause there's a city ordinance that says you gotta say nice things about Detroit. But since I can't do that, I'm gonna move away and be en route to a safer destination like Beirut. It's the most dangerous city in the universe. If you drive into town, you'll probably leave in a hearse. Or maybe get beat up by an angry mob on national TV. Each time I watch the local news, I learn about kids killing each other for tennis shoes. And this makes me so depressed that I decided to write this song as if I was on a quest. Tell people that the place where I come from is headed for oblivion. And even though it's a nice city to write a song about, Motown is no town where I want to live anymore. No, 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 no.
897 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and a little bit more. Before we're friggin' gone, we just heard from Wally Pleasant, Ode to Detroit, and before that was the Dead Alewives with Dungeons and Dragons, None of the Above with Barney's on Fire, Dick Feller with the Coin Machine,
yep,
which you just got.
I just got that this
today.
Week.
Today.
Yeah.
And the only other song I know from him isn't on that tape.
Yeah, the credit card song.
Where is that?
I want to write to him. I want to write to him because the credit card song, and he also did another song called making the best of a bad situation, which is really funny, and that's also not on that tape.
Did he have another tape before that?
I presume so.
Well,
his best dub tape, I'd sound like.
All the stuff you want and can't have.
Yeah.
Volume 1.
I got to try to track him down.
Yeah. Vance Gilbert was before that, country western rap, and Kippadada with white boy rap. We're just about ready to wrap it up. Tim Kavanaugh is going to play
I couldn't help but notice that Wally Pleasant didn't have a lot of pleasant things to say about Detroit. And I think he forgot one thing. And I wrote a song about one thing about Detroit that I think is pretty cool. The Detroit Pistons, former champs of basketball. I have so many souvenirs, it's hard to list them all. I have piston pants, I have piston shorts, I have piston beer mugs, sometimes people don't even notice. I have piston ashtrays, I have piston shoes, I have piston basketballs, when I dribble they do too.
All right.
The good thing about
that
Detroit
was a very good song.
Right there.
And that's it.
You guys are
week.
Cool. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
It was
we're
a good time.
Done.
Yep.
We're all done.
Can I mention my CD one more time?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. You don't seem happy about it, Tim.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I will. My new CD, Tim Kavanaugh, Sounds Like Fun, with an exclamation point at the end, because that's how much fun it is. If you want more information on it, 1-888-655-6215. Just right. That easy.
And that Piston song is on it. It's really cool.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Thanks. Thanks very much. You guys are great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah.
And I love this show. And I wish you guys a lot of luck. It's funny stuff.
Thank you. Going to tell everybody where my webpage is, in case you're interested in what we've played in the past, what you missed, or if you taped the show and have no idea what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up there. It's at, get ready, because I'm going to only say this once.
And he says it really
and
fast.
And I say it really fast. It's at http://www.rit.edu/tildatpw4968/FRAGGIN/HERE.html.
And he always stutters when he gets to the HERE.
How come you did the HTTP part, which everybody knows already, real slow? And then another part real fast.
Because he thinks he's funny. That's what
I mean.
Yeah, you don't want anybody to check out your website, do you?
They can get to the... All they need is, like, the first small piece, and then there's links from there.
Okay,
and they
cool.
can get to it. So, see you all next week. And hopefully we'll have more new stuff.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Cool.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting. WITR is the non-commercial educational radio station of the Rochester Institute of Technology, licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate at 89.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 910 watts. WITR is also authorized to operate auxiliary equipment at 950.5 MHz under the call sign WMG211 and at 455.25 MHz under the call sign KC25231. Our studios and offices are located in the lower level of the Student Union Building, and our transmitting facilities are atop Mark Ellingson Hall on RIT's main campus. The views and opinions expressed on WITR are not necessarily those of the Rochester Institute of Technology, and portions of our programming may have been pre-recorded. Questions and comments about these broadcasts may be directed to WITR Radio, P.O. Box 20563, Rochester, New York, 14602-0563. This is 89.7 WITR Henrietta, Modern Music and More.